guided imagery is a beautiful way to mobilize our mind to affect itself and to affect our body. All of the techniques, all of the approaches of mind-body medicine are very firmly grounded in the anatomy and physiology of the human being. The centers in the brain that allow us to imagine, that allow us to create images, are intimately connected to the sensory areas of our body, what we get in from the outside, also to the emotional centers in the brain, which in turn are connected through a part of the brain called the hypothalamus to the autonomic nervous system, which governs heart rate and intestinal functioning, to the endocrine system, all the glands in the body, the adrenal gland that deals with stress, the thyroid that deals with metabolism, the ovaries and the testes and part of the pancreas, and also to the immune system. So that when we create images, we're having an effect on how we feel emotionally, and potentially the hard wiring is there for us to have an effect on every physiological function in the body. What I'd like to do with you now is give you a little sense, first of all, of the power of a very simple image. And then after I've done that, for those of you who are interested, I'll give you an experience of how to use imagery to create a safe place, and then how to use mental imagery, guided imagery, and we call it guided because in this instance I'm guiding you in creating the images, how to create images that will help you to answer the questions and deal with the problems that may be distressing you or making you wonder or causing you difficulty of any kind. So we'll begin this work with imagery by simply sitting and breathing deeply. So allow yourself to sit comfortably. Find a nice place to sit as you watch this or listen to me. Find yourself a nice place to sit. Yeah. And allow your breathing to deepen. And it'd be really useful to let your eyes close. Much easier to create images with the eyes closed. Let yourself breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. It's a very relaxing way to breathe. Allow your belly to be soft as you breathe deeply. That will bring more air into your lungs, more oxygen, will help create relaxation. Relaxing with each exhalation. Feeling yourself connected to the chair or the couch or the bench or the bed on which you're sitting. Feeling your back, perhaps, against the back of the chair in which you're sitting. Feeling your feet connected to the floor. Breathing deeply and relaxing a little more with each exhalation. And feeling that relaxation spread from your belly as you breathe out from the belly that we're allowing to be soft into the pelvis and the legs and the feet. Up into your chest and shoulders, down into your arms and hands, up into your face and head, relaxing with each exhalation. Now imagine that you're standing in the kitchen, your kitchen or someone else's, or just a kitchen that comes into your imagination. And you're standing in front of a cutting board. And on that cutting board is a lemon, yellow, kind of bright in the light that's shining on it, maybe glistening a little bit, nice, ripe, soft, juicy lemon. Now pick up the knife that's right there at your hand and cut this lemon in half and let the two halves of the lemon fall apart. Now look at the surface. Perhaps see the glistening on the flesh of the lemon. Now take one of those halves and cut it in half. And those two quarters will fall apart. Now pick up one quarter of that lemon. Look at it. Maybe put it to your nose and smell fragrance of the lemon. Feel the texture of the skin. Now bite into that lemon. Put that wedge in your mouth and bite into it. Notice what happens. Notice what happens in your mouth. Notice what happens to your face. Notice what you taste and how you feel. Now open your eyes and allow yourself to come back into the room. If I were sitting in a room with 100 people who had done this, about 80, 90, maybe even more, would say, you know, it really felt like I was there in the kitchen and I could see myself doing this cutting. And then when I put the quarter of a lemon in my mouth and I bit on it, I started to salivate or my lips puckered. Now, this is happening because of your imagination. The only lemon that's there is the one in your imagination. And what biting into that lemon in your imagination does is it evokes a physiological response through the autonomic nervous system that I mentioned earlier that causes the salivation, just as if you were really biting into a lemon, and causes that puckering. I've seen it. I've seen a room of hundreds of people with their mouths all pursed up and puckered. This is the power of guided imagery. It's the power to use our mind to affect our physiology, to do it in such a simple, direct way. And what we've demonstrated just now, what I hope that many of you have experienced, what I hope that you've experienced, is the power of the suggestion and the image that you created to affect your physiology. Now, guided imagery can be used to affect almost every system of the body. You can slow your heart rate. You can lower your blood pressure. You can increase the functioning of your immune system. You can quiet a gut that's upset because you've been tense and nervous. You can relax the muscles in your body simply using guided imagery. So I want you to have this experience and to remember this experience. And for those of you who weren't able, perhaps able to imagine cutting the lemon or who put it in your mouth, but maybe didn't salivate so much or didn't pucker up, do it again. It'll happen next time or the time after. Every human being has this capacity to use imagery to affect the functioning of our bodies, to lower our level of stress, to enhance the functioning of the immune system, to enhance the functioning of the glands, the endocrine system in our body, and to affect the autonomic nervous system to affect all those functions that used to be thought autonomic or automatic, completely outside of our control. It is in our control. It's in your control to use your imagination to change the way you feel, to create images that have an immediate, powerful, measurable effect.